This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, we thank you for keeping America rolling along. That goes out especially for the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, John the mail driver, and we appreciate everything you guys do to get the mail and send his gifts to where they need to go. Now, suicide jockeys are hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about Amazon at the warehouse, the workers there, and the drivers, too, listening to us right now. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. That's the Trump website. And we're also on Twitter, as Captain's America, on all of those, Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. Our podcasts are over there. You can listen to the show all day and all night on the stream that's up there. The latest show is up there. The live show is there right now. You can listen to the live show there if you can't get it anywhere else, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the panhandle of Florida, and I would dare say he can't see out the window what's going on because it's pretty foggy up there. We've got Frank Salato, UndergroundUSA.com.
Mr. Captain.
They're applauding down here because we're not in the fog.
Yeah, it's fog season up here. So
yeah,
it rolls in about 4 or 5 o'clock and stays here for a while. But you get used to it. It's kind of cool.
Yep, I can see it from here. I'm looking at it all the way across I-10. Yep, all the way to Houston tonight. All the way to Houston, all the way across I-10. All right, now, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we are going to talk about Brittany Griner. Don't worry about that, folks. But it's not going to be the lead story coming out of my mouth, because I got something better, and the people in Georgia would hold this against me if I didn't throw this out there, because I found out right away from some listeners and some people that listen to us on 920 The Answer in Atlanta, Georgia, that Stacey Abrams has been shown the door, literally up there, by the Democratic Party in the state of Georgia. Wait till you hear this. Continually losing in politics has a way of breaking even the strongest bonds. And the bond between the Democratic Party and Stacey Abrams has, up until recently, been ironclad. However, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, that's the liberal Bible up there in Atlanta, though the honeymoon is over, Abrams is now being told, take a long walk off a short pier when it comes to running for any more political office in Georgia.
Yeah, it's she didn't follow the rule, and that is if you lose a race, you have to run for something higher.
Yep.
In the Democrat Party, because that seems to be the formula from coast to coast. If you lose a race for state rep, you run for senator. If you lose for state senator, you run for governor. If you lose for governor, you run for U.S. federal office.
Yep.
You know, even Beto O'Rourke knows that, Texas. So, Stacey, you know, the self-righteous, pompous indignation that you've shown for at least the last 4 years and through this election, I hope you enjoyed the ride because your e-ticket has expired.
Well, she has been gaslighting, trying to make it sound like as if she had something to do with getting Warnock elected. And according to the people in power, they said she had nothing to do with getting Warnock elected. She did very little to help him. And to pretend that Abrams lost because she was just so darn awesome at defending democracy and helping others is hilarious. According to Lauren Groh-Wargo, who happens to be a member of the Democratic Party up there in Georgia.
Yeah, Stacey Abrams is a spotlight hog. You know, she was a nothing legislator when she was elected to the state house in Georgia, which she was elected, and she was a nothing candidate. She was a race-baiting, self-righteous jerk. So why would Democrats want to keep supporting her in her losses? You know, you told me before we went on the air that there's a rumor being kicked around that she wants to run for DNC chairwoman.
That's correct.
Well, if she's about to learn a nasty lesson about how the Democrats treat their losers.
Yep.
Because she's not radical enough to run for DNC chair, and they will dispense with her pretty damn quickly. So she better get her mommy porn writing chops up and get back to the private sector because that's all she's got going for her.
Well, the race for governor was a winnable race. It failed spectacularly with Tracy at the helm. So said David Brand, a Democratic consultant who worked for President Joe Biden. Now, these delusional rants, he goes on to say, don't help anything and they take away from Senator Warnock's win and the work of his amazing team. Now she's trying with a 52-part tweet to give herself credit for getting Warnock elected, and nothing could be further from the truth. Hold that thought.
Hey, Stacey, it's 147 characters, okay?
Yeah. Hold that thought, my friend. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. The fun is just starting right here on the program. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Actually, I won't be there until about 6:30. It takes me a little bit longer to get there. And I've just been told by our news director, Roger P. Shulman, that it's extremely foggy outside, folks. So it's going to take me all of that 6:30 stuff to get down there from up here, because people aren't going to be sailing across the 7-mile-long bridge across Tampa Bay that I have to go on, because you won't be able to see where you're going. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Yep, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, you know about them. They've got the dealerships in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the brand-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville at 19, State Route 50 and State Route 589 right there at Suncoast Parkway, just east of that exit on State Route 50 on the south side of the road. Beautiful, beautiful facility. Now, go check them out. Find out why they are as big as they are, and they get bigger, and they have people coming from all over the country to buy. It's because partially the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're fire, whether you're police, whether or not you're EMS, and whether or not you're a church pastor too, get tremendous opportunities offered to you on the new or certified pre-owned vehicle of your choice. And you've also got Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the car or truck that you're buying. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's the website. Go there, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. And good morning again, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, it is time for the GOP to get on with things, wake the hell up, and realize that the same old, different day is not going to work. They've got to get involved in the early voting, like it or not. They've got to get involved in the ballot harvesting, like it or not, because it's legal in some states to do it, including Florida. It's legal if you do everything you're supposed to do. And they need, and by the way, Florida's not one of the problems they have with voting. So there you go. So what do you think?
Well, aside from being better acquainted with how to get the vote out, which you can't do 21st century voter turnout with 20th century tactics.
Yep.
We're well beyond the make sure you get a yard sign in someone's yard and put a bumper sticker on your car. We have to be able to figure out how to touch every voter electronically, digitally, even by hand if we have to. That's what Democrats have been perfecting over the years. They've got their ground game in 50 states. So we can't just rely on, okay, let's focus on voter turnout for early voting. Let's figure out how they've capitalized on vote harvesting, which I thoroughly disagree with. I don't think it should be legal in any state. You are responsible for your vote, period, dot. And I think there should be an Eric Holder style initiative. And by that I mean 50 states, urban areas, hitting the capitals to lobby for restrictions on voter harvesting, because all it does is it cultivates vote fraud.
Yeah.
But we have to start, instead of just telling people how bad the Democrat policies are and how they have pivoted hardcore towards socialism and fascism in the extreme, we have to start explaining why Republican policies are better for people. You can't just demonize people. You have to give them a viable and a preferable alternative. And that's where we didn't do jack in the last election.
Mm-hmm.
We warned everybody about what Democrats would do. We told them what they did, how it affected them, and how awful they are. That's why 70% of the country said we were going in the wrong direction. But we didn't tell them what we would do, and we didn't tell them how we would do it. And quite frankly, when you go back over the years, we've kind of lost our bona fides on fiscal responsibility, because every time there's been a Republican in office, including Donald Trump, the deficit has exploded.
Yeah.
We're not good stewards of our financial future. So when we talk about balanced budgets, we have to walk the walk. When we talk about making sure that we have responsible spending, we've got to be the brick wall that stops it, not just talks about it and then goes along to raise the debt ceiling again, or goes about it to create a less egregious budget than the year before. And quite frankly, we've got to stop signing on to these continuing resolutions.
Mm.
I believe there's 12 budgets that need to be passed every year. Mm-hmm. That's their job. Form the budget, negotiate the budget, pass the budget. Stop with the omnibus spending bills and break them down and do your job. If we can start explaining that process and demanding that we have budgets instead of continuing resolutions, then we're going to see victory going forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've been asked about this basketball player swap, Griner, for the War Merchant, the Merchant of Death, there we go, that Senator Tom Cotton called him yesterday, what my thoughts are. Well, here's my thoughts, first of all, and it's the way I'm going to display this and leave it. Our president, Joe Biden, got the wrong person back from Russia. He should have gotten our former Marine, Paul Whelan, back, the longest person in captivity, in Russian captivity. The rule of thumb has always been you go after the one that's been there the longest. That's been the rule of thumb. And she admitted that she was guilty of what they charged her of. Mr. Whelan, in my understanding, did not, because he was there for a totally different reason. They accused him of being a spy. And normally you trade a spy for a spy. That's not what we right. did. So even a Democrat, Senator Menendez from New Jersey, said that he's deeply disturbed by Biden's decision, that it never should have happened that way. So Biden is not doing the right thing for a whole bunch of people.
No, he's not, but he's being true to himself. He chose a white woman or a black woman over a white man.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only thing this administration sees when it comes to the people in the United States is demographic. The choice was a no-brainer for him. You had to get the demographic that was a minority demographic. You had to give them preferential treatment before a white male. Now, when you think about the way Americanism and the way America should have reacted, you never leave a man behind. Because he was charged with espionage, whether he was or not, that puts him in the service of his country in captivity.
Yeah.
And that means we should have used every resource to get him out. The fact that we went for someone who is a WNBA player who openly said that she hated our country and who openly admitted she was guilty of the crime that she committed in a foreign country,
yep,
over someone who served our country in the U.S. military and was wrongly accused of espionage, and we trade somebody who was an arms dealer who targeted Americans in the field. You know, this is where his priorities lay. Got to placate the special interests with opportunistic and sensationalist headlines instead of doing the right thing by people who've already served the country. This administration is pathetic.
Are you holding on to your chair handles?
I can't be.
Wait till this one. CNN. Yep, CNN, the Communist News Network, Clinton News Network. That's what we used to call them back in the day. The catastrophic viewership numbers have shown up again, for them anyway. They are now below, on a weekly level and on a daily level, they are now below 500,000 people per day watching them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Laughing Man is... Okay, Laughing Man is about to go nuts here. Okay, there we go. But anyway...
There are more people watching reruns of Gilligan's Island than there are watching CNN.
I believe you're right.
You know, and the fun thing to think about, Matt, is that this show gets six times what CNN gets on a daily basis.
Well, that's about the size of it, and yeah, there are numbers up there. Mm-hmm, sure. And we're just talking about the numbers we can see on the internet.
Yeah, so we're not CNN.
No, and we're not going to be. All right, hold that thought. Frank's going to stick around, folks, for another segment. If you want to give us a call, you can, 877-969-8600. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Why? Because I can.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world, the Merchant of Death, and is now able to jump back into his role. For 4 years, Paul Whelan has been waking up in a Russia prison cell, singing our national anthem to spite his captors. That's according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. President Biden announced a $36 billion bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union pension plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. President said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need any congressional approval. The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Now, I probably won't be there until about 6:30 because of all things, the fog that's out there. We have some dense fog, and I got to go over the bridge from Tampa to St. Pete, and I imagine it's going to be visibility is going to be very bad, so I won't be there till about 6:30. But I'll be there. I'll be there. For those of you who get there early, I'll be there. So I'll see you over there at the Village Inn on 4th Street, just south of Gandy. Three traffic lights on the left. You'll see it. Three traffic lights on the left. Their lights are in orange in the morning, so you'll be able to see it. It says, The Village Inn. That's us. That's where I'll be. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. As most of you know, I've been taking Relief Factor for coming up on 9 years in January. Yep, 9 years. I take it religiously for one simple reason. It works for the problem I've got. Now, it helps with the swelling I have in my legs. It helps with the pain that I have in my feet and my legs and my ankles. It also helps with the inflammation that comes as a result of that. And once in a while, my back will flare up. Once in a while, my shoulder or my wrist, you know, because that's the bursitis, the rheumatism, the arthritis that comes later in life after you've done something stupid, like break it, you know, to get it where it's at. You'll find out when you get older. But that is something that happens, and this is something that will do away with the pain and the discomfort. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% a botanical and fish oil product. It's 100% individual packets and healthy joints and muscles and all about health. It's like taking a vitamin pill for the problem you've got, and it works. That's all I can tell you. The three-way quick start costs $19.95. You get it by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take it. Why? Because it works. If you're in pain or you're suffering or you got aches or you got persistent swelling or inflammation, this product will work for you. Okay. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com, has decided to stick around for another segment, and I thank you very much for doing that, my friend.
Anytime and always, my friend.
Now, you wrote a great article yesterday. I got a lot of people that said, hey, have you seen the article that Frank wrote? And I said, no, but I'm going to check my email. And by the time I did that, there it was. And people should go, by the way, to undergroundusa.com and sign up for the articles that you write and the different news pieces that you put out, because you're on your A game all the time, and people need to know that. You know, we have all these, quote, news sources and news agencies where they're supposed to be this, that, and the other and all that stuff. And you and I have been peddling around for, I don't know, 22 years or whatever it is. And we never ask for anything in return but for just us being honest about what we put out there, because we tried to get it right when we got it out there instead of all this half-cocked garbage that people threw out there that wasn't true most of the time.
Yeah, it's a... What I try to do is to tackle one subject at a time and give you an opportunity to exercise your critical thinking skills, because there's always more to a story than meets the eye.
Yep.
And it's not just the same 13 chosen words that need to be repeated over and over and over that the mainstream media does. You get a little more in-depth to it. It's like the... like the old days good version of the Wall Street Journal, when they would write an article and leave you with things to think about so that you could ponder the thought all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
The story that's a lead over there today is about something that I just found ironic. You know, there was a group of lesbian activists who were protesting the incarceration of a trans man in a woman's prison, who were attacked by members of the thug group Antifa, and the lesbians identified the thugs as men because they had male organs. So this merry-go-round of transgender, LGBTQ, and we have to look beyond everything, and we can't say anything is abnormal, and we also have to expect suddenly it all falls apart when there's infighting on the fringe. You know, what if these Antifa people identified as doorknobs,
yeah,
or furry people or whatever? How did they know? Well, the knee-jerk response is to actually fall back to what the truth is. If these people were men, they were men. If they were women, they were women. If they were white, they were white. If they were black, they were black. There is no special interest moniker that's used when suddenly you're attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody listening to a police scanner can hear it. You know, it's not, well, we think there's someone who identified as a transgender Cocker Spaniel running down Center Street because it, they, them robbed a gas station. No. It's either a white or a black male running down the street dressed in a black hoodie and black clothes because he robbed this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all that special interest gobbledygook falls by the side when suddenly you're in an emergency situation.
Yep.
I can't imagine what it would be like trying to use pronouns in the back of an ambulance on telemetry.
Oh, boy.
It would be ridiculous.
Yep.
But the overriding thing that I tried to hit on here is that we have these fringe groups, these radical, self-righteous, self-absorbed fringe groups on the left that are trying to bring the fringe into normalcy. Everything about the fringe into the realm of normalcy. And the question we should be asking ourselves is, once they get all of the fringe into normalcy, doesn't that give them the opportunity to redefine what abnormal is? And should we be worried about that? What will be abnormal when all of the abnormal is now normal?
True.
It's got a political tinge to it that should chill us to the bone. Because with the way that we're taking a knee for everything that the World Economic Forum wants to do, and in a fascist manner, I might add, the things that they may start labeling abnormal and not normal, two different things in their world, could very well infringe upon our freedoms. And that should be the scary thing. So we've got to start drawing a line in the sand. I don't have a problem in the world with anybody who wants to identify as a rooster. I don't care what you want to identify as. You just can't lie to me and tell me that I have to accept it as normal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't judge anybody. I don't want to judge anybody. I don't want anybody to judge me. You know, judge not lest ye be judged for our biblical friends. But don't try to sell me the BS that something that is only affects 0.6% of the population of the United States
mm-hmm.
and 2% of the population globally is something that's supposed to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
I am a tolerant person. I will try to understand it. I will even empathize. But don't sell me the BS that that's mainstream normal, because it's not. It's just not.
Yep.
You know, maybe wonderful people. I have no problem with it. But you can't say it's normal if it's not. You can't say the sky that the sky is chartreuse when it's not.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one for you. Here's one for you. And we'll make this our last story because we're running out of time. There's a YouGov poll that came out again yesterday. You got to love these polls. This one is not a liberal poll. This is a conservative poll. And DeSantis leads Trump in a GOP battle for 2024. Now, I think they're trying to do this bait. They're trying to get DeSantis to say, oh, man, look at this. And DeSantis did make an announcement yesterday. His people did make an announcement. Before his inauguration in Tallahassee, he's going to meet with his large donors, have a meeting there. What that's going to be about, who knows?
No, I think he's on the right. He's been dropping hints, but I think he's on the right track, Matt. You've got Democrats are already way, way, way ahead of us at the state level.
They are.
They've got initiatives looking at the attorney general's offices. They're looking at the internal state office because they want to be able to affect change at a state level.
Yep.
Republicans are obsessed with Washington, D.C. We're not supposed to be. We're supposed to be obsessed with the power of the state and the state's rights. So DeSantis has been hinting that the power to actually neuter the centralized government that we now have in the United States, which is not what we're supposed to have, the solution is at the state level and the banding together of like-minded governors. He's said it a bunch of times. Governors are the solution. Governors need to band together to bring about this change and to protect our way of life. If he's serious, he'll be getting those governors together and staying at the governorship.
All right, and we will be talking to you again Monday morning. Can't wait to find out what's going on then. All the talking head shows are going to blast everything all over, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right, take care, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
In the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Dandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
All right, I won't be there till about 6:30, but I'll be there as soon as I can get there because of the heavy fog we have in the area right now. It'll take me a while to get over the bridge. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, if you're down there in Sarasota, no problemo. If you're up here on this side of the bridge, they don't go all over the Tampa Bay area, but you have to call them to find out where they would go. And I guess if you bought enough stuff, they'll go just about anywhere. But the phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Patrick Hyla, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I am doing pretty good, considering we got fog all the way across I-10 to Houston, and if you want to go somewhere in a hurry this morning in a vehicle, you're just not going to do it.
Well, people just need to be smart, Captain. A lot of times you can't go anywhere, so just drive intelligently. Take your time. It's going to take an extra couple minutes. Take a deep breath, and you'll be okay. When you start doing that, you know, on the roads, everybody's always, you know, in a rush, and I don't understand it. You know, when you get there, you get there. Just Be safe.
You know what's scary? You know what's scary? You get out there in that bridge, and I always stay over to the right because you can see a little bit more because of all the markers that are along the side of the bridge. And you'll be out there in the bridge, and everybody's behaving themselves going across, and here comes some fool, some absolute fool, moron, going 75 or 80 miles an hour like there's nothing going on, zooming in and out of traffic.
Yeah, that's the guys that you want to pull over. You know, that's the guy causing problems. Somebody's speeding, but they're keeping up with traffic. Leave those guys alone. It's just common sense. It's unbelievable, Captain.
All right, let's talk some sports. Anyway, sports.
Let's talk some sports, man. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. The guy goes from Cleveland to the Panthers. He gets released. The Rams pick him up. He leads him to a comeback victory over the Raiders last night on Thursday Night Football. Baker Mayfield. Maybe he needs the showmanship of L.A. I don't know. That's funny. That kid at times looks like a world beater, and other times you go, how did he even make a team?
Yeah.
Very up and down. Just a very unusual situation. It's going to be funny to see what happens next year. Baker Mayfield, Tim, Matthew Stafford's there. We'll see how that all transpires. Well, if this goes to shade, Captain, this is the year of the backup quarterback. I mean, all of them are going down left and right. You better have a decent backup to win some games for you.
Correct.
So it's very important.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
We want to have somebody decent there. So, and I got to give Baker Mayfield credit also, Captain. It's not easy just to go right to a team and learn their playbook and then get on the field and be successful. And they did it. I mean, he did kind of the same thing that Tom Brady did Monday night. 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter to lead his team to victory. Same thing as Tom Brady did Monday night. So, very interesting. Another interesting thing, Captain, Jason Garrett, longtime Dallas Cowboy head coach.
Then right.
He was the New York Giants offensive coordinator. He's been on NBC now on Sunday Night Football and doing a great job. He went to an interview for the Stanford football job. And he said he's going to pass, but he really appreciated the opportunity. Talking about things happening in the NFL with coaches being let go left and right. There's only 2 openings, really, Carolina and Indianapolis, and I'm sure there'll be 2 to 4 more when the season ends. So I'm curious if he comes back to coach. A lot of people remember him and Jerry Jones, you know, with the Dallas Cowboys.
You know where I'd go if I was him?
Go ahead. What do you think?
Carolina.
Yeah, wouldn't be a bad gig there.
No.
A lot of opportunity.
He can put together a team there, bring in his coaches, and draft, and they give him 3-4 years to do it. And I mean, give him 3-4 years, I think he could put a contender together there.
And that's so true, Captain, in college and pro football now. You have to give somebody 3 years. The win now mentality, it sounds great, and you want to go in there with that mentality, but with realistic expectations. And that's what needs to be done more often in sports, in my opinion. So we shall see. Louisville hires Coach Brohm from Purdue to be their head coach for 6 years.
By the way, you got to get that one right there, Patrick. It's Louisville.
Oh, Louisville?
Louisville. 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 Yep, Louisville. Yeah.
I like all my friends up there, I call them Louisville just to get a rise out of them.
Cap, oh, yeah,
Louisville.
Sure.
You know, got to have fun, right, Cap?
Yeah.
Can't take everything so serious, that's for sure. Now, he's going to be a good coach for them, Matt, because he was a quarterback there. He grew up there. That's his hometown. He's going to give it everything he has. He signed a 6-year deal, so I know he's going to get at least 3 years to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to get some coaches here in the college ranks that have some tie-ins, and we'll see what happens.
Where's Gruden going? Where's Gruden going? He's trying to get somewhere. Where's he going?
No, that's going to be interesting to see if somebody will give Coach Gruden a second shot.
I would bring him to USF in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they hired a guy already, Captain.
I know,
yeah,
but so they can unhire him as fast as they hire him. You know that.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to do that. That sets a bad precedent. No, John might just going to have to wait it out and see what happens. Maybe when, you know, if the NFL will give him a second shot, that's going to be the other issue. You know, he might have to go to college first, then back to the pros. Or
I think he wants to go to college. I think that's what he decided, was to go to college.
Yeah, he's always wanted to know the Notre Dame job if that ever came about. I guarantee he'd jump on that in New York second. And God bless him for it. We all need to be forgiven for, you know, transgressions, Captain, especially when nobody physically got hurt by it. That's another thing you need to look at in this country, you know.
How many times when you played football did the coach come up and do one or two things? Either grab you by the face mask and pull you right up to his face to let you know that he was saying something to you, number one, or number two, smack the back of your helmet so hard you were wondering if he got hit with a board.
Yeah.
How many times?
Too many to count, Captain.
Got your attention, though, didn't he?
Sure did. You know, and stopped the nonsense real quick, didn't it? Got everybody focused real quick, too. Especially if you're right. Now, if you're doing it for show, then you're out of line. But if you're right, it's a good process, to say the least. So,
yep.
No, couldn't agree with you more, Captain. Talking about shaking some things up, Captain. Medicare season officially ended for a lot of people on Wednesday, December the 7th, but there's still time before the end of the year to get on for January 1st. There's been some special election periods made available here in the Tampa Bay area for people on Medicare A and B.
Yep.
You still have a chance to get that $2,000 put back in your Social Security check next year, plus another $2,000 in benefits with food and over-the-counter items and eyeglasses and health club memberships. So please, it behooves you to give me a call. Simple number, 813-966-1052. Let me give the number one more time, 813-966-1052. And my name's Patrick Hyland. Love being on the show with Captain Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And we have the Sports Zone on Sunday from 11 to 12 on this great flagship station. Captain, God bless you. Have a good weekend. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at the studio, sir.
Yes, sir. And we got the gun show Saturday.
Excellent.
Largo. We're going to talk about that in a second here. Guy, let's go.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, yeah, folks, tomorrow, Largo, the Largo Event Center over on 126th Avenue. I'll be there. That's just east of U.S. 19 between Almerton and 118th, and it's on the west side of the highway. It's the Two Guys Gun Show, so stop on by. They're open from 9 to 5. They've got the concealed carry class if you want to get your concealed carry permit. But today, real quick here, today,
if you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Well, he won't be there. I will be. So I guess I'll buy your coffee. Okay, coming up, we got a rub, we got a hightail out of town, we got to head on over the bridge. We got all sorts of things going on today. Hope to see you somewhere in our travels, if not tomorrow's gun show over in Largo. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Remember, this program's all about we the people. We the people. They work for us. We don't work for them. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.